Yes, my name is Bridget, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested the callback?
Yes, ma'am. This is he.
And how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to see what the process I had to go through to go or get unemployment.
You can file right now, sir.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
This is the claims only line.
All right. I would like to do it.
What's your social security number?
420-395-0035.
And what's your name?
Wesley Petway.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Felicia Collier.
It's just her last name, sir. Maiden names Collier. Are just okay. Okay. Okay, what's your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So, has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your phone number?
251-259-0958.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
May 18th, 1992.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the number?
835-5539.
Is this Alabama issue?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your race?
Black.
Non-Hispanic, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school diploma.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your address?
1270 Wynwood Drive.
And what's the city?
Mobile.
Okay. And what is the zip code?
36605.
Is this your mailing address also?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your occupation at your last job?
A construction labor worker.
Okay. Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to work on work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50 miles.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
16.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman's comp due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between 4/1/23 and 3/31/24?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And who's your bank?
No, never mind. I take the card. I'm sorry.
Okay. You've indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits with the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefit card, which is issued by Comerica Bank. These are the following charges. For ATM withdrawal is zero charge if the ATM is in network. If it's out of network, it's $1.30. ATM balance inquiries in network or out of network, it's a zero charge. Customer service automated is zero charge. Live agent is 35 cents. Inactivity is $1 after 12 months with no activity. And card replacement fee is $4 for regular delivery, $19 for expedited delivery. International transactions are 2% of the transaction amount, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fees. There's no overdraft / credit features. Do you understand the terms and conditions of the Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who was your last employer?
A company called Thin Nature Construction.
Called who?
CNH Construction.
Oh, okay. And what's their phone number?
I have to look it up. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
973.
Okay. 9500. And what city did you work in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. And when did you start working for them?
When I started?
Yeah.
2021.
Okay, I need a month and a date.
Hold on, let me check. Hold on, give me 1 second. September 14th, 2020.
Yes, ma'am. And when was your last day?
Was in. November 29th, 2023.
And why are you no longer working?
Because they were very at that job.
Yes, ma'am. Sir.
Oh, because they when I was moving up in my position, they was using me as a temporary. But they told me I was going to be in that position for a temporary time, amount of time, which led up to being more than what it was supposed to be. And then they wasn't willing to pay me for the position that I was holding.
So you quit?
No, ma'am. They actually dropped me down, and then I kept working. And I guess they wasn't, both sides wasn't pleased, and they let me go.
So, what they saying, unsatisfactory work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who was the person that dismissed you?
What's the guy's name? I can't remember.
Was it someone in HR, human resources?
It was a supervisor.
You don't remember their name?
No, ma'am. To be honest, I think most of the people that was over me are currently probably not working there anymore, because last time I heard, they like getting bought over from another company.
And what was the discharge date November?
Yes, ma'am, 25th, 2023.
Okay.
No, ma'am, I said, no, I'm sorry, November 29th of 2023.
Okay. 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 Okay, did you receive any vacation, sick, or holiday pay after you were dismissed?
No, ma'am.
Everything that you told me so far is true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 130 Monroe Drive, 2144 Rocky Ridge Ranch Road, 241 County Road 85, 6200 Airport Boulevard, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Never been associated with either of those addresses.
Which of the following age range most closely matches the age of D'Angelo Petway? 24 to 28, 31 to 35, 46 to 50, 69 to 73, or none of the above?
Was it the 31 to what?
35.
Yes, ma'am, that one, 31 to 35.
Okay. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 251-599-1577, 251-599-4440, 251-555-5310, 251-599-9257, or I've never been associated.
I've never been associated.
Okay. You hereby filed an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Agree?
Yes, ma'am.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Agree?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook, Benefit Rights and Responsibilities. Agree?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm about to read to you the clothing statements. After that, I will give you information on maintaining your claim.
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you would need to remember your PIN. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list three work search contacts each week that could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Now, your PIN number is 1270, and you need to put an updated resume on the Alabama Career Center. That web address is alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Yes, ma'am.
And how do you want to do your weekly certifications, by phone or online?
Online.
Okay. The web address is AdsAndDogOL.alabama.gov. When you get on there, when you get on there, you go to I Am a Claimant, and scroll down to the claimant portal, and you sign up in there. And it gives you instructions on how to sign in to your portal, and you will have to use that PIN number, and the certification is in the portal.
Yes, ma'am.
And you act, and that starts on Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
And you can do it anytime between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Oh, excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
And let me give you the number to do it by phone also. It's 1-800.
Uh-huh.
752.
Uh-huh.
7389.
All right.
So is there anything else that you need from me?
No, ma'am. Okay. None at the moment.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you have a great day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.